It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The Prime Minister of India is known as a little shy, not a big public speaker, not given to grand events, which means his duties pushed him a little out of his comfort zone yesterday. President Obama welcomed Manmohan Singh to the White House with a press conference and an elaborate state dinner. The leaders of two giant democracies are working to be comfortable with each other. They face a variety of issues, not least the question of how to handle the trouble in India's neighborhood, in Afghanistan and Pakistan. We'll start our coverage with NPR's Don Gagne.
India's Prime Minister Singh was welcomed at the White House with the playing of his country's national anthem. And President Obama tried to assuage growing concerns by many in India that the relationship between these two nations is being eclipsed by greater U.S. outreach to China, India's neighbor. That was the broad message of all of yesterday's White House events.
It will be another opportunity to convey to the Prime Minister and the people of India, as India assumes its rightful place as a global leader in this century, that you will have no better friend and partner than the United States of America.
Prime Minister Singh.
I was deeply impressed by President Obama's strong commitment to the India-U.S. strategic partnership and by the breadth of his vision for global peace and prosperity.
But during a brief news conference, President Obama was asked to address the international issue that has dominated White House discussions this fall, Afghanistan. Sources have told NPR that Mr. Obama will announce troop levels and a new Afghanistan strategy next Tuesday. Yesterday, he declined to confirm that, saying only he'll reveal his plan, quote, shortly. He also returned to a message that was so much a part of the 2008 presidential campaign that for too long, the Afghanistan mission was not given enough attention by the previous administration as Iraq took precedence. The president said he expects to turn things around in Afghanistan.
After 8 years, some of those years in which we did not have, I think, either the resources or the strategy to get the job done, it is my intention to finish the job.
But a weak Afghan government, the country's mountainous terrain, and the tenacity of the insurgents all add up to a very difficult task, no matter what the strategy. A new newspaper poll out today by USA Today shows support for Mr. Obama on Afghanistan plummeting. 3 months ago, 56% approved of his handling of the issue. Today, 55% disapprove. The president is considering a big troop buildup. General Stanley McChrystal wants some 40,000 more troops to battle the insurgent forces there. McClatchy News Service reported yesterday the president has decided to send 34,000, hoping European allies will make up the difference. But any big troop buildup is likely to displease much of the American public as the war enters its ninth year with casualties rising. Yesterday, the president predicted the public will give him a fair hearing when he makes his announcement and presents his case.
And I feel very confident that when the American people hear a clear rationale for what we're doing there, and how we intend to achieve our goals, that they will be supportive.
The president has the Thanksgiving weekend to finalize his strategy for Afghanistan and his plan for selling that strategy, both at home and abroad. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.